Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Israel's Relationship to the Promised Land. A. Background. The people of Israel and the land of Israel are destined for each other. Genesis presents the development of a chosen family, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whom we call the patriarchs, while Exodus presents the birth of the nation of Israel. B. A land of promise. A. It was promised to Abraham, Genesis 12:1. B. Promised in Exodus, Exodus 3:8. Hesed, God's loyal covenant love. God will faithfully fulfill his covenant promises, his covenant land promises to Israel. Deuteronomy 30:1-10 and Ezekiel 39:27-29. Jewish ownership of the land is permanent. Occupation of the land is conditional, depending on covenant faithfulness on Israel's part. C. The extent of the promised land boundaries. This is given in Genesis 15:18-21. Under Solomon, Israel possessed much, but not all the land, not all the promised land. The complete fulfillment of Israel's possessing the land remains future. D. Two departures, two returns. Number one, the first departure from the land, the Assyrian Babylonian captivity, 722 and 586 BC. Number two, the first return from the Babylonian captivity happened in three phases. A. 536 BC, 50,000 returned under Zerubbabel, Ezra 1 and 2. B. 458 BC, 5,000 returned under Ezra, Ezra 7 and 8. And C, 445 BC, more returned under Nehemiah, Nehemiah 2. The first return to the land of Israel took place in three phases over a period of 92 years. Number one, the second departure from the land. The diaspora under Rome, 70 AD. Number two, the second return happens in two phases. A, return to the land in unbelief prior to the tribulation period. Compare Ezekiel 37. B, return to the land in belief in conjunction with the second coming, Isaiah 11, 1 and 2. God's purpose in regathering Israel to the land in unbelief is so that he might refine and purge them, Zephaniah 2, 1 and 2, Zechariah 13, 8 and 9. Since 1948, we have been witnessing the first phase of the second return, which is necessary for last day's events to transpire. It is for this reason that Israel's return to the land in unbelief is called the last day's super sign. E. Ownership of the land and accountability. Jeremiah 7:7, the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. God gave the land of Israel to Israel forever. And he will judge the world for abusing both his land and his people. This is a large part of the reason for last day's judgment on the world. And the world is on a collision course with God's judgment because of what they have done and are doing to Israel. Joel 3, 1 and 2. For behold, in those days and at that time, when I bring back the captives of Judah and Jerusalem. Notice, when I bring back the captives of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations. This is a gathering for judgment. I will gather all nations. Notice the also. When I bring back the captives of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. And I will enter into judgment with them there on account of my people. On account of my people, my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations, they have also divided up my land. God is not happy in terms of what they've done with the land, and he is not happy how they have abused and mistreated his people. And for that reason, he says, I will enter into judgment with them there. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.